还三个几个证，能当你结婚？哦，还要证哪里？我看看，你这里是一个。可是我弄这边的问题是 MP。Just ask the room. Yeah. I don't know the name of it. Do you know what it said? I'm not going to lie, I don't know the name of it. But just ask the room. Yeah.
Are the primary, are the primary, yes, you say up.
I'm realizing now I have to send an email.
Oh, yeah. here from the department.
Where is Jenny?
She's on her bike.
And then is she arriving?
Maybe cooler.
Good morning, everyone. We do have some apologies. The whip, who has been sick for some time now and also in hospital, is really not at all well. He's actually very ill. And I am aware, I'm just want to check with Mr. Hermans, who the rest of the apologies are, but I am aware that he has an apology here at the committee, before the committee. Could you just, Mr. Hermans, read through the other apologies?
The only other apology I received was from Ms. Kotze. She said she has an early flight to the People's Assembly, that's why she will not be able to be at the meeting this morning. There's another apology from Ms. Kumalo that required to leave around 10 o'clock because she has a flight. Her flight to the People's Assembly is at 12 o'clock, and they were under instruction that they need to leave in terms of time. Oh, yes, and Mr. Ambrosini is required to leave at 11 o'clock to attend another meeting.
We'll continue with the meeting after that. However, we want to expedite Mr. Mabasa's arrival, and I will request my own secretary to do that, Ms. Makanda, to just please try and request Mr. Mabasa to be here in the next few minutes with respect to our minutes. I also want to put the steel report and to change this agenda. Those matters that require decisions that we've had for too long on the table, can we please move the consideration of the oversight and steel reports purely for adoption? You have had these reports in front of you for a long time now. We just haven't had the time. And so that would then, the gambling working group does not, I understand Honourable Kwabasa, have a report, am I right? A status report at the moment, yes. So that will come off and the steel report will come in its place to be followed in due course by an update on the BRRR process when the department arrives. So that is the agenda then. We're also going to look at the minutes immediately after the steel report. Now, I may just make this clear. We're not required. We're required to put this before you, the agenda. I just wanted to put in the process myself and formalize the proceedings a little bit more with the adoption. Can I have the proposal for adoption of the agenda on the basis of that?
May I address you on the agenda, Madam Chair?
You may, please, very quickly.
Can we in the agenda give put some space for to get a status report on the status of the IK bills and report?
You will get that then after the consideration of draft of the fourth term program.
Thank you.
I hope you've got that, Mr. Hermans. That'll be the last item on the agenda. Right, can I have a proposal for adoption of the agenda then? That is with the addition of what has just been put there. Honourable Harris.
Now, I don't know what you're saying. I want to...
Redden to the mic.
So I propose that we adopt the agenda.
Proposal from the Honourable Harris. Do we have anyone to second that? Can you read that seconding into the mic, please?
Chairperson, I second the Honourable Harris for adoption of the agenda.
Thank you very much, Honourable Kwabasa. Right, the steel report is before you. The oversight report. You've had this oversight report for some time. We were on the point of adopting it prior to a clean-up. Is that correct? Those are the notes I have. The recommendations are before you. They're on page 28. Informed by its deliberations, the committee recommends that the House request that the CRPC submits a report on how it intends to address the following, beginning mid-September, followed with regulation. I'm not sure what followed with regulation meant, you see, so followed by regulations, is that not what we mean, Mr. Hermans, as I said? Page 12. Do you agree with that? Mr. Hermans is saying he's not sure how that slipped in, followed with regulation. Submits a report on how it intends to address the following, beginning mid-September, colon. Honourable Harris?
Yeah, I think it might make sense if we just stop after how it intends to address the following. I'm not sure why we're putting a time on it.
I think at the beginning we did in the high hopes that we would have passed the report in the first week. I think that, but it does begin to make nonsense of what has been happening. Events have overtaken us. So address the following, colon. Not beginning, no time reference. Can we have that seconded, please, on record? Honourable Smuller.
Chairperson, I second for the deletion the words ending with following and the beginning mid-September following with the regulations. Thank you.
Thank you. We then have the capacity constraints within the call centre to, well, second bullet, processing of registration, third bullet, vacancy rate at the CIPC, fourth bullet, problems associated with their IT systems, particularly the ECM system. Fifth bullet, CRPC provide a progress report on their 18-month turnaround strategy. 12.2, the NCC submits a report on how it intends to address the following, beginning with the budget review recommendation report process. Under the recommendations, can we please just note the full title of NCC to start with there. First bullet, the late payment of supplies by the DTI. Second bullet, progress with respect to the finalization of the NCC website. Third bullet, progress on the development of operational plans in relation to. Mr. Hermans, can you please get hold of my... the budgetary constraints with which that impacts on delivery. The fifth bullet, progress on finding a suitable office location for the NCC. 12.3, the DTI submits a report on the resolution on the challenges related to the handover process with the establishment of the NCC. 12.4, the DTI submits a report on all the incentive programs by the first week of October 2011, with specific reference to the following. The year's month, the first bullet, year's month since implementation. Second bullet, the number of projects approved by province. Third bullet, the value of, I think we could simply say the number of projects approved nationally and in brackets by province. Third bullet, the value of projects approved. The fourth bullet, total cost to the fiscus. The fifth bullet, the number of direct jobs created as a result of the incentive programs. The sixth bullet, the cost per job. Report to be considered. The references are noted. They haven't changed, but they have been checked and confirmed. Can we have someone? No, where is the Honourable Mabasa? Yes. Well, the Honourable Ambrosini is already in this committee. So the fact that he may have just walked out is another issue. This committee is quorating. I'll check with our parliamentary legal advisor. Someone steps out for tea. Must we now wait for the quorum to regroup itself when the Honourable Mabasa joins us? Now, I'd like that on record.
Thank you, Jane. No, if someone steps out for tea, they're still regarded as part of the meeting.
And other things they may step out for. As soon as Honourable Mabasa walks in, we will be ready to adopt, with the quorum in mind, Steele report. The supplementary report of the Portfolio Committee on Trade and Industry on the Revised Industrial Policy Action Plan dated the 7th of September 2011. This is also a report that we have been through several times, and we now have very clear recommendations noted on page 11. I'm not sure what my name is still doing there for. So that can be removed for the moment. Here are the recommendations. No. Yeah. We've been given this report twice. Eight point one. You got a spare one? Honourable Harris.
Chair, I apologise. I didn't bring my copy to the meeting. I'm wondering if there's a spare one here.
Steele report, oversight reports rather. The report of the Portfolio Committee on Trade and Industry on their oversight visit to Gauteng and the Northern Cape from the 18th to the 21st of July, dated. What is the date? It is the 21st September 2011. And I have a proposer for the adoption of this report now that we quorate. Honourable Kogasa, could you read that into the mic?
Chair, I propose the adoption of the report of the committee.
Thank you, Honourable Kogasa. Is there anyone to second this report? Honourable Harris?
Chair, I second the proposal.
report is passed.
May I record my extension?
I just need to clarify something here. Honourable Oriani Ambrosini, were you on this oversight?
No, I was not. That's why I'm abstaining. I cannot form an opinion on whether or not it's an accurate reflection of what took place.
Thank you. Honourable Kubasa.
Chair, I would like to draw the attention of this committee that the IFP was represented by Ms. Lebenyan Tanzi. So I would not understand the abstention of the IFP.
I'm not in the position. May I address the? I'm not in the position of forming, as I sit here. I've not been advised by the Honourable Lebenyan. I'm not in the position of forming an opinion on the accuracy of this report. And I accept that this is not desirable. Regretfully, I cannot do anything else. And I'm sorry, that's the position. I wish it were different, but I've not been instructed by the member Wender.
Right. We will also note in the minutes that the IFP have not consulted each other and therefore abstained. Honourable Mabasa.
No, I just want to speak whether we think this is what should procedurally go on in all meetings. I mean, if all meetings in Parliament were to function this way, do we think it's really conducive to good working together of parties? You know, I'm just expressing this because I think I would have thought that the Honourable Ambrosini should have faith in the members that were there, and I understand that if he was not briefed by Honourable Libenya and if he was not there, it's not an issue for him to say I abstain. It's like a minute. In certain instances, we will discuss minutes where a member was not present in a meeting. But when we come to adoption of those minutes, I don't think we will only look at the quorum. We won't strictly say who was there and who was not there. I'm just saying this on a light note so that we don't find we encourage things that will be very difficult to sustain, and if copied by other committees from us, will be very cumbersome.
Thank you, Honourable Mabasa. Honourable Kubasa.
Chairperson, just following on what Honourable Mabasa is saying, you know, we must distinguish between the party that is represented in the committee and the individual. It is not as if there is a contentious issue here. That's the first thing. But secondly, even if there was a contentious issue, the party has been involved in this oversight visit, the party. Now, we must be careful not to degenerate into entertaining individual views. Otherwise, then all of us will come here with our own individual positions, and I would take the opportunity to differ from you, Chairperson, because I was not in a place where you were at the time the committee was there.
Thank you very much. Being conscious of ensuring that we are conform to the rules and comply, Advocate van der Merwe, can you give us an opinion?
Apologies, sir. I wasn't following this conversation. If you,
we do have on the previous occasion, Honourable Lebenya did not raise any objection as a full-time member of the committee from the IFP. We do have an abstention now from a member of that particular party who was not present on the oversight. And I just want to ensure that we're not creating precedents in this committee.
Jefferson, I would say that it is the choice of a party to abstain whether they were part of the process or not. And if that is their vote, it still counts as a vote, and it can be noticed as such. I think you have already also indicated that it will be minuted that there was a lack of consultation which resulted in the abstention, and that will be in order.
We will minute that. Thank you. We will now proceed to the Steele report. Page 11. I want to reiterate that this has been the case for some time now before us, but we do want to just go through the recommendations again. May my name now be removed. These were the points captured by me during that as chairperson, and Mr. Herman's quite rightly put my name then against it. You know, I have, and this was, of course, noted earlier in the report distributed earlier. 8.1. Informed by its deliberations, the committee recommends that the House request that 8.1, government review the regulatory environment within the steel sector in pursuit of a developmental steel price that would underpin IPAP 2 objectives. 8.2. Government promotes the development of alternative steel manufacturing facilities within South Africa. 8.3. The Interdepartmental Task Team on Iron Ore and Steel finalizes its work and submits the report to the committee. The only clarification I required is whether this report should say come to the committee, and that is the interdepartmental, etc., or whether it should come to, you know, the House, to the Speaker. That was the only clarification I require, and that then requires an intervention from our legal advisor. So can we get that before you comment, Honourable Harris? It's 8.3.
Yeah, I'm not sure I've got that report.
The reason I'm simply raising this, are we simply in line with the rules to request this report to come straight to the committee, or whether it should go via the Speaker to the committee? That is my only request. So it comes to the committee is what has been put here. That was my understanding.
Jefferson, that is how I would understand as well. This is this is a report in respect of oversight, isn't it? And therefore the committee must recommend in order, because otherwise if this must go first to the Speaker, you might have a situation where incorrect facts are placed there and then referred back. So there must be an approval process here.
So the report would stay as is and then be adopted by Parliament per se, not Parliament, the National Assembly. Is that in order? Right. Can we have someone to propose adoption of the report, please? With, of course, the references noted. Honourable Harris?
I would like to propose adoption, but can I just comment that I think the recommendations, as succinct as they are, do cover exactly what we want. And also the more frivolous point that this meeting that this report originated from was the first meeting that Honourable Smiller and I attended of this committee a year ago. So it's quite a sense of closure to sign off this report now.
Quite a relief, I'm sure, for all of us. In a way, it's not closed, you know, and this is, I think, the kind of, it's the dilemma we are all faced with, because when we did put these recommendations in, we were cognizant that we had a choice in sort of saying, well, at this point, let us make recommendations, but the matter is not closed per se, you know, clearly given that the reports will be coming back. But I think you are far more familiar with some of the points now that have been raised, Honourable Harris. Thank you. So that did I take that as a proposal? Thank you. Do we have a seconder for the Steele report? Honourable Kwabasa, can you read that into the record?
Yes, Chairperson, I second the adoption.
Can I have both reports back for my signature?
Note my abstention, please.
Now, the Steele report was also part of that. The conclusion was part of that oversight trip, of course. We note that. But I'm without consulting the record, Honourable Oriani Ambrosini, I'm not aware whether you, how many meetings you did attend of the public hearings themselves. So I am aware that Honourable Lebenya did attend some of them, but I'm not aware as to all of them.
My abstention reflects my party's reservations on the contents of the report as before us.
That should be minuted. Right. Can I just sign these into the record immediately? Thank you very much, members. The minutes, please. The first set of minutes we are looking at, which you've heard for some time, the 17th of August. Page 1. The 17th again, page 2. If any member feels that this committee is proceeding too fast for them to read, please raise your hands. The first set of hands I'll have are those who are not keeping up. Can I see by show of hands if you are where you are? Are you where I am on page 2? No, on record. Raise into the mic. Are you where I am on page 2? Are you? I don't know. I don't know. Unless you read it into the record.
I think you'll find the committee is with you on page 2.
So the DA. Is the ANC on board?
Yes, Chair, we're on board.
Is the IFP on board?
Aye, aye, Captain.
I'm not aware that that's an appropriate parliamentary response.
I take it back. Yes, madam.
Right. Are there any issues that anyone may want to raise on page 2? Honourable van der Merwe.
Thank you. I am on point 3 on page 2. I reviewed my notes on the report back from the working group. And I think we should record that it was at this time that we discussed the responses from the experts as outlined in document IP10. And I think that we should say the report back focused on the following, and the committee was referred to document IP10, which was responses from experts and other drafters. Because that was the substance of the discussion during the report back process. I also then have a query on the first bullet on 3.3 because I can't remember what that refers to. the public domain issue which requires a policy decision. And perhaps somebody can just remind me about that, because I have no note of that particular discussion. But I think it is important that we write there that IP10 was discussed at this point.
On our very important, I've always said that they are a legal document. We all need to be quite clear that this is a true reflection, and quite clearly the chairperson of the working group believes that we do need to add certain things. Can you read that back to me, Mr. Hermans? The committee?
Fundamentally propose that the heading on the report back should include that the report back was in response to the expert's document IP10, and that should be heading the report back.
Is that agreed?
Can we fine tune the wording a little bit?
Well, I'd like the wording completed now. So we'll leave that for the moment and proceed on. Right. I know that I needed to avail myself briefly to the Chief Whip of the Majority Party, and I would ask Honourable Kwabasa to take the chair, please.
Members, we were on page 2 of the minutes. Okay, my minutes disappeared now. Oh, yeah. Can we? Honourable Van der Merwe, can you read your redraft of the amendment?
I suggest that we put under 3.3 before the report back focused on the following. The IP Working Group presented the responses from experts and drafters which were contained in document IP10. Then the report back focused on the following. So I will give that sentence, if it's approved, to the committee secretary. My second query was about the public domain, which I need clarity on from whoever drafted the minutes.
Let's go to the first amendment. Are we agreeing with the amendment as read, Honourable Smala?
Yeah, I second the amendment that was read by Honourable Superman.
Okay. Let's go on then to the first bullet, which makes reference to the public domain issue, which requires a policy decision. Can somebody speak to that issue? Advocate Fanameva, would you speak to that?
I don't have the minutes in front of me, so I'm not sure what I would be speaking to.
I believe you're on the public domain issue. Right. I know that Honourable Van der Merwe asked for a clarification just at that point. Advocate Van der Merwe.
Chairperson, I need to point out that I might be speaking under correction, but the public domain issue that I can recall that was a policy decision was something brought up by Dr. von Braun, where she indicated that in relation to extinct communities, where the intellectual property belongs to the state, she was of the opinion that that should be made or that should be released into the public domain, as was done in India, where yoga, for instance, was her example, was placed into the public domain so that it could be shared. The issue that we had was with extinct communities, if it becomes the property of the state, there could be royalties charged on that, and it was in that regard that her comment was made, but she also made it clear that whether to charge a royalty or to put it in the public domain, that will be a policy issue.
Right. I'm not sure, Honourable Van der Merwe, if that satisfies your, you know, the clarification or if you still remain concerned.
Thank you, Chair. I do think that we should just recast the sentence to reflect that a bit more clearly because it's a bit cryptic. So I can't think of a couple of words now, but I think we could add a couple of words that the issue of whether IK is, I don't know, maybe Charmaine can think of just a slightly bit longer sentence on that. Thanks.
Yeah, it's quite clear that all what we'll be all we'll be doing with these minutes is looking at them with a fine-tooth comb, raising issues and allowing various members to ensure that the wording they want in is quite clear. So let's go to the second issue meanwhile. Okay, so that is we still work on that wording. The whole of 3 there, 3.3, we've already had the first point raised about the responses from experts outlined in the document IP10. The public domain issue is still on the table. Second bullet, third bullet, fourth bullet, the fifth bullet, and the sixth bullet. Well, I'm not sure why that looks like that. Does everyone see it as mauve? Is that correct? Is that just the new color scheme? I don't know. Is that? Well, no. Well, one can never be too sure on this committee, so that's why I think it's important. All right, I'll continue to look at my own report because what I can see is not clear, but that's purely a matter of eyesight. I'm sure you can see what's up ahead here very clearly. Is that correct? Perhaps at this point I should also just confirm with Mr. Hermans as to when we're getting Hansard. You know, Hansard in respect to the 17th of August. Of course, the working group's material is not on Hansard, but obviously what is there comes back to us. Yeah, in committee. Is that not correct? Otherwise, it wouldn't be in the minutes. So, do we have the Hansard of the 17th of August?
Madam Chair, we don't have the Hansard to the 17th of August. We requested the Hansard from the 24th onwards. We requested Hansard. But we can request the Hansard of the 17th of August.
I suggest we do. We have a transcript. All right. Did you come with something further, Honourable van der Merwe? Right. So, do we are still awaiting something on public domain, is that correct? I suggest that, well, I have to read it. The public domain issue in relation to, very difficult for me now, I'll have to go down. Right. The public domain issue in relation to extinct communities where IK reverts to the state and whether the state would charge royalties or release the IK into the public domain would require a policy decision. Right. Is everyone on board with that approach? Please raise your hands if you have an objection. No objections. Page 2, the bottom of the page. Page 3. Honourable Harris.
Chair, I am quite happy to be referred to by my first name in the paragraph above 5.1, which is inappropriately numbered, but perhaps you might want to change it to the convention of surnames.
Clean up. Honourable Harris.
One more point. I think the unknown RIA team member probably needs to be specified, but aside from that, I think it's fine.
The minutes will return to the chairperson, whoever that is, for the final cleanup, taking into account the points made at this meeting. No, we have a certain exigency here, and that is the researcher who's here has a very sick son and has come from a hospital to where he was here to be with us to present a BRR report. After the department confirmed yesterday they were here, I was informed now by the liaison officer who is sitting here from DTI that she has just received an SMS to say that the head of that section is not thought the annual report was on the agenda. This was after receiving a confirmation from ourselves as to what was on the agenda and is now not available. And I'm putting this on record because we called Mr. Zabili away from a hospital to come here for this. Because the DTI confirmed they were here. And I think that just as much as this is fruitless expenditure for the department, if they are called and we don't entertain them, you know, we don't engage with them, it may not be regarded as fruitless expenditure, but there is a certain moral expenditure involved here when staff are called to make their presence, a report to which the department is not present for. And that's why I'm actually reading this into the record. I take strong exception to that. That being the case, I need to consult Mr. Hermans as to what the status is then just for that item on the agenda. The researcher is unable to wait for an hour for that to be resolved, and I am going to release him. And I am going to, notwithstanding that the agenda has been adopted, I'm going to remove the item from the agenda. But I can't remove it unless the committee agrees.
Agreed.
Thank you.
Chairperson, I second your proposal that you do release the researcher to attend to his moral obligations. Thank you. And also take note of the exception that the DTI is not here to facilitate this process. Thank you.
You are released from this committee meeting. Please forward that status report to the committee secretary so that at least it can be distributed to members. Thank you very much. The committee secretary will brief you as to when we can put you on the agenda again. Thank you. We come back to the minutes. I've already indicated that the minutes of the 17th of August need to be checked against the Hansard. I think I've made that clear. And we now move to the, and then return to the chair first. Wednesday the 24th. Have you got the Hansard available? Distribute that. No, not yourself, Mr. Hermans. We have staff on this committee. You stay right at this desk, page one. Page two. Yes, Honourable van der Merwe.
Chair, it's under point three, the report back from the working group. I'd like to refer the committee to 3.2, bullet point 1. I think more accurately we should say the expansion of the preamble to make reference to possible future legislation. It wasn't specifically the point was that whether we shouldn't make, you know, reference to future legislation, not sui generis. And then I'd like to go to bullet point three, where I have a rewording, because I don't think it makes sense. I think we need to say, because the point was, query the need to amend the Performance Protection Act at all, and whether all rights are not already covered under the current Performance Protection Act or Copyright Act. I can submit that.
Slower, please.
My proposed wording is, instead of bullet three, copyright versus performance right, I propose we make the following amendment. Delete the whole of bullet three and add, query the need to amend the Performance Protection Act at all, and whether all rights are not already covered under current Performance Protection or Copyright Act.
To be typed in onto the screen to Miss Hurley. And when we have it all on the screen now, we will then be able to take a position on it. Is that clear?
I have a third one.
Yes.
Third bullet from the bottom. I don't think the question was the formation of a trust. It was the sustainability of the trust. I propose we delete from the formation of the trust to end, and just put capital T, the sustainability of the trust. Thank you.
Right. So we then had three amendments here. That was the on bullet one. This is 3.2, bullet one, 3.2, bullet three, and 3.2, bullet 8. To delete the formation of a trust and simply capitalize the, and you say the sustainability, capitalize the word trust. Is that right? Right, let me read that into the record. Right. On the overhead here, 3.2. The expansion of the preamble to make reference to future legislation. To possible future legislation. Right. Can we see, are there any objections to that? That bullet one, 3.2. First bullet, particularly those who is sitting in the working group, I understand that came from there. No objections. Bullet 3.2, bullet 3, the deletion of the existing one point and the amendment 2. Yes, Honourable Van der Merwe.
You don't need a the before query. Yeah. I mean, it's bullet,
query.
So it's query the need.
Amend the Performance Protection Act at all, and whether all rights are are not already covered under current, under the, or just under current, under current performance protection or copyright act. Any objections to that bullet? Amendments to that bullet? Any objections? The final amendment under 3.2 being put forward there by the Honourable Daniel Berger, the Chair of the Working Group, is on bullet 8. And the deletion of the formation of a trust and the amendment, the sustainability of the trust. Any objections?
Page 2. Page 3. Progress report on the BRRR coming down. I think in future, and I have said this before, anyone joining this wouldn't know what this update was at all. We wouldn't have any idea. Anyone joining the committee. Where is the attachment of that update? Now, where is the attachment? Where is this report? I want it attached to the minutes. Does it exist on the record, please? Does it exist?
We do have a report which we will attach to the minutes and which will be distributed to members with all the attachments.
Do members recall getting that report, that update? I'm satisfied, but I mean I'm simply the chair. Do members? Yes, Honourable Kwabasa?
Yes, Chairperson, we recall receiving that report.
Right. Are there any objections then that the report will be attached to these minutes? No. Meeting adjourned, and we then came back to the consideration point 7 of the draft oversight. You will note that we considered this already, hence it was a swift process this morning. All parties will submit conclusions and recommendations. I just want to check with Mr. Hermans, was this then the next meeting? You know, because it was scheduled earlier, but I think the IP process overtook it. Is that right? You see, here it says on the 24th of August. My question to you is simply, I recall it being scheduled earlier than today, but I also recall the IP process taking over. Is that correct?
Chair, I think the following meeting we also had a quick look at the oversight report again, where additional recommendations were requested, as you will see in the minutes of it.
Right. Thank you. We then conclude here with page 8. Is it correct for us to simply say the draft bill, or when we say the draft bill, what do we call it? We drafted this bill we had in front of us. Yeah, perhaps we can just put what it is, the number, you know, the actual number, because we have had errors in that even coming on the final one. Just let's note for the record what it was. And then the closure. That was the 31st of August, page 3. I believe that those minutes are clear enough for members to conclude on. But if there's any objection and you'd like to see them typed out and a hard copy given to you, Now's your opportunity to object. No objections. Can we have someone to propose adoption? Honourable Harris?
So I'll propose adoption.
With the amendments, huh? Honourable Van der Merwe?
Second.
The 31st of August, Wednesday. Page 1. Honourable Van der Merwe?
You'll be pleased to know I have no amendments to these minutes, Chair.
Well, that would certainly begin to take us forward. But, yeah. I'm not sure if that was a hand or not. Right. Page 2. Page 3. Missing, yes. Well, I think we can't pass it on this basis, Honourable Mr. Hermans. We need... Honourable Smuller?
Chair, just on page 2. Sorry, I do apologise. I don't think on 3.3 that the committee deliberated the report back of... It was deliberations focusing on the following. And I think it was... I'm talking on bullet point number 3.
Of 3.2.
Yeah, I'm talking about 3.3, and then it's 3.3. It says the committee deliberated.
Okay.
I think it was only a report back. The committee didn't actually deliberate it on the task team chair just put a presentation forward or a report. We actually didn't deliberate it on those issues as a committee. Except if I do understand. If I misunderstood 3.3 then.
As I understand it myself, and I'm not a lawyer, but I understand that whenever something is put on the table and the committee comments, those are its deliberations. And I understand that there was the need to establish the norms for that working group. Notwithstanding that we were looking at past practices, and etc. But as I say, I understand from Mr. Hermans that this is the method of recording such matters. Rather than saying discuss the matter, we use the word deliberations. Is that all right, Honourable Smuller?
Your clarification is acceptable, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Does that enable us then just to move to, it even says here the committee deliberated, see attached transcript, you know. Are these transcripts now available? And I'm talking of the 31st. Are they before members? Right. Page 3, 9 o'clock, which of course in that case becomes 2100 hours. And that was on the 7th of September. Hang on. Let me get this quite right. Wednesday the 31st. With an adjournment in between, we finally adjourned the committee at 2100 hours until the 7th of September 2011. Now, those were, I suppose, relatively the cleanest minutes before the committee. Are there any objections on us proceeding to adopt? We have, Honourable Van der Merwe, let me allow you to go on record.
Move for adoption.
Honourable Van der Merwe, is it seconded?
Thank you. Just clarification because you made reference to it. We we've been distributed a copy of the transcripts. We haven't gone through the transcript, and I trust we shan't. These are unproofread, unverified transcripts. I just went through that quickly, and I can see a number of, inaccuracies. Often happens to with all transcripts from Hansard. That's why we receive them from the house, and we go through them, and we correct them, and we approve them. So I don't want to create a misunderstanding that by approving the minutes, we have read and approved the transcripts.
I need to get a clarification of that, because I've never been informed that I need to approve Hansard. So I just want you, for the record, be quite certain I'm on solid constitutional grounds. Honourable Ms. van der Merwe, Advocate van der Merwe.
No, Hansard is simply a recording of what happens. I think if Hansard is to be used in the sense of evidence of something, that is where someone would then comment and say, I do not agree that it was captured correctly.
So can we proceed to adopt these minutes, Advocate van der Merwe?
Yes, Chair.
We've had a proposal for adoption. Can we have a seconder?
Chairperson, I second the adoption of the minutes.
Honourable Smuller, seconding the minutes with amendments. You notice what those amendments are. Just recall the time being put in. Recall that. It was missing. It was not there. Right. Can we then move to the 7th of September? I'm now going to rely on you, members, Honourable Kwabasa, Kumalo, Mabasa, Honourable van der Merwe, Honourable Harris, Honourable Smuller, Honourable Lavinia, was here, I don't know, Honourable Oriani Ambrosini, Honourable Alberts is not here. I'm going to rely on you. I will simply facilitate this process. Yes, page one.
I have no queries on these minutes. They, in my view, reflect the day. The meeting.
Thank you, Honourable van der Merwe. Page one. Page two. Honourable Kwabasa.
A small correction, Chairperson, on 1.2 with the initial G Kwabasa, it should be N.
I always need to check what they've got for my name as well. It often differs from the ID. But thank you very much. That is corrected accordingly in... Am I right there? Yes. Is that the... And I'm relying on every member just to check their own names here again, obviously. I'll go to the end here, page 2. Page 3. Right. Page 2. Are you looking at page 2?
I'm not sure. Just wondering, was Dr. von Braun and Professor Thule at that meeting? No.
Well, good thing you're all keeping an eye on the minutes, those who were here. Are we all in agreement with that? Right, the noting those amendments there on page 2. We then page 3. We then go to the beginning of the minutes and propose proposals for adoption, please. Honourable Smuller.
Chairperson, I propose for the adoption of the minutes with the amendments that is on page 2 that has been amended. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is it seconded? Honourable Mabasa.
Seconded, Colleague Chair.
Any objections? No. Members, we have gone through and adopted all but one set of minutes. Are we in agreement that the 17th comes back to the committee? And it'll come via the chair first and then come to the committee after that. But this time I would like us to go through with a fine-tooth comb to ensure that we don't correct them again here. Thank you. Well, not ensure, because I can't ensure that. But to try to reduce some of the amendments that we are having to make here in committee. Having said that, we took off gambling, as you are aware. At my request, you allowed me to remove the BRRR. We've done the consideration of the oversight steel report. We've done the minutes. And the very last thing, I almost hesitate to put it before you. And the reason I say this is every time I put a program on the table, I then get on the phone to tell you it's changed. Nevertheless, we have drawn up a program which we need to adopt here before it goes to the House Chair for approval. So I believe you've all got a copy. Is there anyone here who does not have a copy of that program? Honourable Kubasa.
Chairperson, just one issue. I'm very sorry to take you back to an issue that we removed from the agenda, the gambling. The working group needs the portfolio committee's approval for the visit to Gauteng. In the course of the this constituency period, I'm really sorry, Chairperson, to take you back there.
And why you're putting it here? Because the working group can't take that decision. You know, because we've taken it off the agenda, we need the committee's agreement that it's put back that with the exigency of raising that issue. Is there any objection to the chairperson of that working group raising this issue and allowing the committee to agree to it? There are no objections. You may now, on record, we have it from yourself, Honourable Kubasa, that there is a formal request from you. You do appreciate that that formal request has to be in writing to us, because the committee secretary cannot process it. But the principle of that, you will need to tell the committee why you are wanting to undertake that oversight.
Chairperson, thank you. We will submit a formal request to yourself.
Yeah, but for us to take it through to agree, you need to tell us why you wish to go on this oversight.
Yes. Chairperson, can I go proceed? Chair, it was observed in the course of the sittings of the working group that whilst we understand the issue of gambling broadly, but quite a number of us, in fact, almost all of us, were not very clear about some of the specific types of gambling. And there was a view that we need to go and see for ourselves what it is that we are talking about. We then were informed that almost all sorts of gambling are taking place in Gauteng, and Gauteng would be the ideal place for us to go there. But Chairperson, we were also persuaded by the realization that at a particular point in the course of our work, as phase two, we will have to deal with legislation and see whether there is need for amendment to current legislation. And on the basis of that, therefore, we need to understand the industry itself as a whole. Thank you, Chairperson.
How many people were you putting on or proposing?
There are four members of the working group. Honorable Smala, Honorable Kotsi, Honorable Khumalo, and Qwabaza.
So that simply requires for the funding of that trip that the committee agrees to it. Is there any objection to the trip going ahead, the oversight trip? Yes, Honorable Oriani Ambrosini.
In order to form an opinion, may I, through you, Madam Chair, ask a question to the Honorable Member? I do know something about gambling, and the little I know, as I was involved in the in the legislation in KwaZulu-Natal, suggests to me that the industry is quite uniform across the country, both in terms of legislative framework, practices, structures, marketing techniques, etc. So can perhaps the Honourable Member be more specific on how gambling in Gauteng is any different from the gambling here in the Western Cape? Because obviously the citizen would save substantially if the study tour would take place to the facilities here in the Western Cape rather than in Gauteng.
It has been reported already that a number of the different forms of gambling are very centrally located there. On our own exercise in 2009, we found that that was not the case in the Western Cape, and this was concurred by CASA, who I understand is more corporate, not a corporate, is the broader association in this regard. So I think it was on the basis of indeed keeping costs down that that Gauteng was proposed. We had an earlier working group report. I'm not sure if you were present during the meeting, but you will see from the minutes we passed that such a report came before the committee. And they indicated then, that they may need to consider such a trip. So I said that should be discussed and formalized within the working group and come back to the committee to agree to it. I do believe that I personally see no reason why not keeping it to four people. I'm also reliably advised that it is in fact costs less to get all of the people to Gauteng. And I'm not in finance in Parliament, but I have been informed on this position. So unless there is a substantive objection, I would put the matter before the committee. Can we have a proposal for us to agree to that? Well, Harris?
Perhaps the task team could consider killing two birds with one stone by using Honourable Smeller's racehorses for transport while they are on their oversight.
Sometimes a little note of levity is very welcome, Honourable Harris. Thank you. But Honourable Mabasa?
I do move, Comrade Chair, that the suggested committee members undertake the trip.
Right. Is there a seconder? Honourable Harris?
I second that, Chair.
Right. Any objections? No objections. The matter is carried for the processing by Mr. Hermans. Well, put it this way, he's just reminded me getting the necessary approvals through the Finance Department of Parliament. That is not something for which I have a responsibility. It is his responsibility. Would you want to put that into the record?
The approval process also involved the Chief Whip, because it's taking place during constituency time, and one would need approval from the Chief Whip's office for the meeting, for the visit to go ahead.
In that case, can I request a letter to the Chief Whip to be written in this regard before you process the finance, you know, the funding requirements? Thank you. Now, the program. The consideration of the draft for the fourth term program is before this committee. Am I correct that this is the right one? Is this also the right one? I only say that because you've got a lot of colour on here. Honourable members, I did look at this briefly on Monday, I think it was, and I didn't, my only concern that I raised was that I would not be here for all of this, and I raised that concern with Mr. Hermans, and I would certainly need to inform the committee about that as well. But that was the concern that I raised. We have a further concern, as you now know, and I need to just note this before you comment. We do need to then bring, it would appear, and I say it would appear because I've received no official position on this from the Speaker, but we may need to bring the IP back onto the agenda. But I have no official position on that. But it could be another exigency for the program to take account of. The third exigency we would have to take account of is what has happened today, the BRRR process. Now, those issues have not been factored into the program. And the BRRR can be factored in pretty soon, as soon as we engage with the department. I'm sure you're aware of that. The other two, we do await an official position in this regard. So as soon as we get that, we will then communicate that to you. But having said that, I now put the pages to you. Is this before we start on the pages? Honourable Ariane Ambrosini?
Yes. First of all, let me apologize. I'm a little restless. I've got some intense, sharp pain that I'm trying to control. Secondly, as we look at this program, there is a point that I raised in the past, and you told me, Madam Chairman, that we would deal with it later. So I want to raise it again. Somewhere, somehow, within our time allocation, we must deal with the financial sector. We must tackle this issue, the insurance companies and the banking system. Finance doesn't feel that banking, the regulation of the banking system falls under its own perusal. So it is trade and industry. And there are problems within our society with the banks and the insurance. And we need to find time to have public hearings, deal with them, allow the country to vent the problem it has and inform us. So that's an ongoing point of mine that I would like, perhaps, if you could see when and how it can be addressed.
It is not simply a chairperson's position or decision. In the first place, it is not simply a decision that committee members can make. I will need myself to, refer to the mandate that this committee has. This committee operates under the Speaker. and I would therefore have to approach the chair of chairs, who is the speaker's immediate representative in terms of the operations of this committee, and get a clarification from him whether or not that falls within our mandate before I can refer the matter to members of the committee. Honourable Ariane Ambrosini.
I'm sorry, Madam Chairman, but we, to a certain extent, we define our own mandate and we define our own program, whether we choose to look at the steel industry or we choose to look at the plastic industry or the wine-producing industry. It's our deal. If we wish to choose the insurance industry and the banking industry, those are just segments of industry. I mean, it's not for the speaker and wouldn't the authority or the chairman of committees to tell us what should be our policy concern. Then I wanted to raise a second point, Madam Chair, if I may, in our program.
Because I understand you're moving on to another issue.
That's correct, Madam Chair.
I want to reiterate, finance has a mandate which has not been officially communicated to me that it is not dealing with some of these matters. Secondly, we deal with steel, we deal with the wine industry, we deal with all of these, and I must make it clear, we have just adopted the steel report. That was because we have IPAP 2. That has been given to this committee, IPAP 2. And part of IPAP 2, we were able then to oversight and interrogate or deal with, you know, begin to address some of the many challenges that industry would be facing in that regard, not only industry under IPAP 2, but also our other mandate, which is trade, in the same respect. So the steel industry, you made a specific reference to that, and I think you were present during that. That was the reason why we were able to deal with that. It was also the reason why we were able to call energy to come and engage with us. However, all I simply say is not no. I am not saying no. I'm saying to the committee, I shall seek clarification on this mandate to just clarify how far we can embark on this. Yes, we have approached BUSA, that is part of the banking industry, but we approached it with specific reference to IPAP 2, you will recall, not simply out on a limb. You have raised this point, but I want to make it clear to you that I will instruct staff to write and get a clarification on this so that we don't impinge upon the mandate of finance in this regard. And that I want to make quite clear. Not because we do not wish to deal with it. I would like to deal with everything. I don't have that luxury. And I would earnestly request that members of the committee review our mandate. And if I have not understood our own mandate that we have already agreed to here in the strategic plan, they are welcome to draw our attention to that. But I am simply seeking the clarification in this regard. I do believe that the committee falls directly under the speaker. I do. Now, if I am making a mistake, then I need to be corrected by the speaker. Thank you.
Address to my second point. Madam Chair, in developing the program between now and the end of the year, I submit to you that we should give consideration And I don't know whether at the end of, before the end of the year or immediately after the next year, but it's for you to determine. But we must give consideration to the fact that the country is moving along with the rest of the world into a double depolarization. All the discussion we held here 2 years ago were predicated on economic premises which have not come to pass. The IPAP, I took a pessimist approach at the time, which proven to be correct. We need to re-seize ourselves with those deliberations, enable the country to see that we are at least applying our mind. We must create a venue for that to be vented, and we may need to do so in conjunction with the Portfolio Committee on Economic Development, but it falls under a great deal of what we are doing. So I would like if you could give consideration to the need alongside with the other aspects of our program.
I have taken cognizance of what you have said. If any other committee member wishes to comment on that, they may. Obviously, it's an important point, but at this point, I can't see us being able immediately to factor it in. Honourable Harris?
Chair, I guess I will just second the Honourable Ambassini's request. It would be useful for us to take a step back and analyse it at a high level our interventions, our economic interventions, because there is a risk that when we focus on legislation and on narrow oversight, we perhaps lose the big picture. So we would endorse the proposal that we have a session to look at the broad economic direction of the country and whether the DTI's interventions are proving effective.
You know, the phrasing of the DTI's interventions is within our mandate, of course. How each department, in fact, is intervening in this regard and how its mandate, its portfolio, is directed. Our priority, of course, would remain to ensure that the legislation on the table gets priority and is dealt with. That, regrettably, remains the other position in Parliament here, but we can ask on that basis, because we also look at, for example, on Wednesday the 17th of November, we look at climate change and the impact of that, as you can see, on future trade relations, you know, that kind of thing. So I think that it is something that perhaps the Manco should try and look at to see how we can take this into account. In the end, we have a program here in front of us, and members, the sitting of the committee, we can't ask for extra time, as you are aware, unless we are considering legislation, I understand. You know, that is the position that all parties have agreed to in Parliament. So all we have to do is to ask the committee secretary where and how such time could be made available, given what I've already said, we have to complete the IP. We have to complete gambling. That remains, do you see? So I don't want us to create the impression to the people of South Africa that trade and industry interventions are not important to address the economic, you know, climate in the country, because it is. It is vitally important, especially as one of the key priorities of IPAP 2 is to create jobs. To address that issue. And how do you create jobs? You know, the economy becomes vitally important. So, Honourable Harris, as you are left having seconded that, I hope I'm making myself clear. It is something we have to take account of. But we are asking the secretary to see how we can take it, you know, where we can fit this in. It has not been written off. I hope I'm making myself clear. But given all the, that is a further exigence, it's a further issue that has to be taken into account. Can you see that? Nevertheless, we do need to put forward a program before the Chair of Chairs. Some of these are practical considerations. If we don't, we can't book venues. You know, it's a very practical consideration here. And I don't think it's anyone's intention on this committee to stop the work of the committee. I don't think so. So if we can note for the record, this is a draft, but that we do need to take account of the points already made, outstanding issues that need to be brought into here, factored in. And a third issue, DTI's interventions in respect of, or with regard to the economy. Can we leave it like that as having recorded that or read that into the record? Can we get an affirmative from you, Honourable Harris, having seconded the motion?
Yeah, I accept that. I do have one more, though.
Program issue or issue on the program that members wish to raise? Honourable Harris?
Yes, Chair. I've just looked back on my records to a engagement between you and I, in fact, almost exactly a year ago, on the National Industrial Participation Program. We had that. We were originally going to try and schedule that for earlier in this year, and we weren't able to. I'm wondering if we can call the department to report back. I understand most of the companies have now completed their offset requirements. So given that the program is all but done, it's perhaps a good time for the committee to consider the outcomes and the results of that industrial participation program.
Our members are quite clear about that. I understand they've made a brief sort of progress report in that regard sometime in the year. The minister referred to that, but indeed did make reference to the fact that work was still being completed. You're quite correct. So we'll also ask the committee secretary to see where this can be brought, taken account of. We're trying not to take over too much work to next year, but rather to complete our program as much as possible. Honourable Mabasa?
I'm probably the one I want to suggest goes into next year, the issue on cooperatives bill, the amendment bill.
Yes, the reality is the bills are not before us, as I'm sure we are all aware. It's just that we want to begin the process by ensuring that members who have been deployed to manage working, you know, the ongoing work in this direction should continue to keep abreast, as you are doing, Honourable Mabasa. I'm aware of that. But yes, we don't have anything forthcoming formally from the department again. So it's probably, unless this is raised by Parliament at the 11th hour and it is tabled and referred to us, which it has not been per se, I think that's a very good approach, and thank you for that, Honourable Mabasa. Now, those are all, I think, the points that members wish to make with respect to the draft. And this is the first draft which is here. What we will ask the Honourable Mr. Hermans to do is to note here, in the same way that you do on the agenda, the issues that we've asked to be factored into. Not the issue that we say we are still going to seek clarification on. And I wish to just remind members, at any point in time, we can go to the finance community with respect to IPAP 2, but not simply outside of that mandate, as I understand it. So we are simply seeking clarification in that regard, and that is a letter that will go there. That being the case, with all the reservations we already have, are we able to adopt at this point, the current draft with these contingencies that have been noted. Page one. Honourable Harris.
Chair, from the 16th of November, the dates go out of kilter with the days of the week. We might want to just check and correct those.
Before me just at the moment. And does this apply throughout November? No. You'll fix it right now. Just have this called out. I understand now that the 16th, I think that's the date you were referring to, is a Wednesday. The 17th then becomes, the 16th is a Wednesday. 17th? You're changing the date and not the day. So you want the 15th. You want Wednesday the 16th. Friday, 18th. And Tuesday, can I see that, seeing as there are two points of view on the table? 22nd, Wednesday, the 23rd of November. That is what we are looking at the moment. Simply draft one, which will secure the venues. In advance, I would like to ask our secretary, committee secretary, to cautiously look at these venues, because we've had on too many occasions a venue that is too small in your own, you know, when we've looked at what we're about to consider. And we wouldn't like to now once again start moving in the middle of meetings and that kind of thing. And to secure the venue, finishing everything is. I've asked for everything to go until 1300. My intention is not to take everything until 1300, but rather to secure the venue and members until that point. I would like somebody to propose the adoption of both pages 1, pages 2, with the amendments to the date, as a first draft with the contingencies noted below. Honourable Mabasa. Members to second this. Honourable Harris.
Chair, I second it with the proviso that the proposals from the floor are considered for inclusion in a further draft.
It'll read into the record what these proposals are.
So they were made by Honourable Ambrosini. I think he had two and I had one.
I've already indicated that the Ambrosini, Ariane Ambrosini, will not be put on the program until it has been clarified. I hope I've made myself clear. What I have done is to instruct the committee secretary to draft a letter on my behalf, which members will have a response to. Thank you. I'm sorry the meeting has taken longer than members had anticipated, and that is 11:15. Notwithstanding that we did schedule it until 1300, I also apologize for many of the exigencies that have arisen during the course of this meeting. But we will address those with the department as well. But thank you very much. I, on record, wish to indicate that I do appreciate the length of time that members dedicated to the legislation that was before this committee in the previous session, in particular the IP legislation. Members gave a lot of their time to that and certainly applied their minds in this regard, and that certainly is appreciated. The second issue is with respect to gambling. We appreciate that already being on track, And the final issue with co-ops we've already commented on. We also thank members for applying their minds to the Steele report and getting the oversight report out the way, and to processing of all minutes up to date, with the exception of the 17th of August. August. Before I adjourn, Honourable Harris.
If I recall, Honourable Ambrosini proposed an amendment to the agenda where you add an item for an update on the status of the IP bill. I think you referenced it, but I don't think we've covered it formally.
Right. No, we did add that to the agenda. My apologies. Perhaps I should repeat what I've said on the program, with respect to the program issues. And that is, as we are all aware, the debate did not take place on Tuesday. And...
Chair, my records show that the 17th of August were dealt with here today, those minutes.
They were dealt with, but they were not passed. As am I correct? There were too many changes that came about to those minutes. And we asked for those to simply be made and brought back to the committee. That was where we ended. So it's not because we didn't wish to adopt them, but there were those issues. With respect to the IP, the debate did not take place. The understand that the programming certainly have looked at the issues that have arisen. I don't have an official response in that regard. And I understand that the speaker is also looking into the matter himself. When I have an official response on a way forward, we certainly, I will share that with you, obviously, I would be obliged to. But what I am aware of is that at this stage, there was an informal communication to me that the 26th of October would be a possible date for debate. But this has still to be agreed on. Do you follow? And the second issue I raised with Mr. Hermans is that we needed to at least look see what committee meeting was here before that, and apparently there was a committee meeting on Friday the 14th, which was looking at a briefing on the annual report of DTI and IPEP2, which we may consider, but this would depend on what the official position is. Can I make that quite clear? You see, so we do have time to factor that back. So as I sit here, I don't want to speculate. I want to receive that in writing. Thank you, Honourable Harris.
Sorry, I just missed the... I understand you're speculating and these dates aren't set. Well, okay, you're not speculating, but you've indicated dates that may or may not come to pass. The first one you mentioned was a potential, the possibility of a debate on the 26th. You then mentioned another date, and I missed what the context of that was.
The programming itself merely can indicate available dates, you follow. And I think I must stress this. That's why I'm saying there is nothing official here, per se. So there is an availability for a debate on the 26th. If we were to be informed that this is the date officially, then there, quite clearly we would want to consider, dependent on the official position that is communicated, for the committee to avail some opportunity, you know, a week before, 5 working days or 3 working days or whatever it is, in other words, in compliance with the rules, so that we don't apply for the suspension of the rules. You will recall we applied for a suspension of the 3-day rule. We do not wish to pursue that. Yes, Honourable Harris.
So I understand the 3-day rule is 3 days after the formal submission of the committee report to the table. So my understanding is if you're talking about a date that complies with the 3-day rule that's roughly 5 days before a potential debate date, you're suggesting that that this committee on that date submits the formal report to the table. Is that what you're
Well, I want to make myself clear, and now I'm entering the realm not based on any official position, you see. The official position is there was no debate. And this debate did not take place because the majority party does not wish to suspend, have the request, which we made the suspension of the 3-day rule put into operation. Now, I must make that clear. That would mean, of course, it could not take place now, you know, because there is no other debating day available. And on purely on that matter of the debate, purely, programming has made their schedule communicated informally, their schedule to me. I have no formal schedule made available to me. And that informally is that the 26th of October would be a first opportunity for a debate. I'm giving you that. Because that is an informal communication. With respect to, you say, in fact, perhaps I should say it wasn't on the ATC as well. Perhaps that is what you are referring to, which you haven't raised the word ATC per se. Let me raise it. And that I requested the committee secretary not to proceed in placing this on the ATC, the report, because it had been communicated to me informally that the Honourable Ariane Ambrosini had raised an objection outside of this committee process. And I thought it wise to take account of that and to allow the speaker to deal with that objection. I can't comment because the speaker hasn't officially communicated with me, not even informally. I don't know now if I can make myself clearer. Nevertheless, as a practicality, I'm simply saying we have requested from the committee secretary to indicate to me what dates are possible. Because one of the things I'd be asked to do is to then put this into the committee, you know, a program. So I can't be clearer than that. For me to be any say any more, I would be speculating, and I decline to speculate on this issue or any issue before the committee. Thank you.
Yeah, I think one more thing, just to get my mind straight here: the committee report, which needs to be ATC'd in order for the bill to formally leave the committee and go to the table. I understand that you say there was an appeal by Honourable Ambrosini. That report is I guess it's still with us now because it hasn't been tabled. So are you suggesting that perhaps the committee would look at that report again, or are we going to go with the draft that you have already? I mean, is there a process of re-looking at that report at all?
The issue is simply that I've instructed staff, in this in particular, Mr. Hermans, not to ATC it until I get an official response from the Speaker's office with respect to the letter that went to him from the Honourable Ambrosini, which does affect the report. And I did this exercising my prerogative as chairperson. You're quite right to say what it means is that this is not, this is here in the committee. That's what it means. Notwithstanding that we went through an adoption process, it is still here. It has been suggested to me, and I hope I don't misrepresent you, Mr. Hermans, that now that everything is in writing, as it were, and all captured in one document, that perhaps that could come back to the committee. That was a suggestion which Mr. Hermans simply made as a secretary to the committee. And I'm also looking at that. Is that correct, Mr. Hermans?
That's correct on the advice that we receive in numerous discussions we had on the matter with the legal office of Parliament as well.
There, I really can't, or perhaps it's not a question of can't, I'm unable to comment further in this regard. Because for me now to comment, I would already be embarking on the preserve of the speaker. And I really don't have that mandate. Would members please accept that position at the moment? And it's also based on a recognition that we have at all times tried to make available to you the correspondence that is given directly to the chair and sent to me as chairperson. I hope that is correct. From each sent correspondence to you that is addressed to the speaker, I think I would be going beyond the position and the mandate that I have. So on that basis, noting that these things are still in the arena of the committee, they are here, they have not been taken further. I would like you to simply, we had someone to propose the adoption. We were simply looking for someone to second, at this stage, the adoption of this with the points already made here. Oh, you did. Okay. Oh, we did. You see, you're getting me a little bit confused now. I want to make this quite clear. It's all on records. I don't want to confuse the committee. We were on the IP then, which was added to the program. From what I understand, we have then completed with the program itself. I mean, with the agenda. So, at this point, I would simply adjourn the committee. And I understand that the next committee meeting will take place on Wednesday, the 12th of October. If this is approved by the House Chair, and it'll be before him, and Mr. Hermans will make you aware of that. Thank you.
Check it under.
Thank you.
Before you go.